This morning's shir is sponsored by Aaron and Alana Blackman. Chus that all of our tefillos should be answered Latova this coming year. Just as perhaps a concluding thought to our series of halachos shiurim this past year, Shabbosos, when we discussed halachos of kashas in the kitchen, wants to just look at Reb Moshe's tshuva in Yeridea Chelek Aleph, Simen Mem, tshuva from 1954, where he discusses the kashrus concerns of the gas ovens in the kitchen. And the concern, of course, being that of zeya, of steam that is emitted from the foods that are cooked in the oven, and then using that same oven to cook a fleishik dish, and then followed by a milchik dish, when each one emits steam, the potential kashrus concerns are that the steam that comes out of the dish has the same status as the dish itself, be it meat, be it dairy, and that steam is going to emit that taste of the meat or the dairy into the top ceiling wall of the oven, and subsequent dishes will emit steam and also then cause perhaps some condensation to drip back down into the dishes, mixing thereby taste of dairy and meat in the food. What do you do about that? So Moshe said, one can't assume that, well, there's significant distance between the food and the walls of the oven, so that there, therefore, is not a problem. That says that Moshe is not a valid leniency, because Reb Moshe writes, he says that since the oven wall, the oven ceiling, is very hot, so even if in theory, by the time the steam from the oven, from the food, would hit the oven wall, maybe the steam would have itself had time to dissipate and cool off somewhat, but when it hits the oven wall, since the oven walls themselves are very, very hot, that is going to therefore still present a concern of transfer of time from the zeya into the from the steam into the walls of the oven. So therefore, Moshe says, one can't look for leniencies on the basis of, well, there's enough distance between the food and the oven surfaces. That's not enough of a consideration for leniency, says Moshe. And secondly, says Moshe, there really isn't even in our ovens enough of a significant opening to release this zeya to allow us to downplay the concerns of the steam that's released inside the oven cavity, because there also says that Moshe, the steam still hits the surfaces of the inside surfaces of the oven. The fact that there might be a little vent on the side of the oven to release some of the steam, says that Moshe, is not significant enough to downplay the concerns of Zeya. And furthermore, says that Moshe, to say that maybe the oven is hot enough that when the steam is released, it's going to be purged from the oven walls, that says that Moshe also, we don't have a right to assume that the inside of the oven is hot enough that it will purge the taste of the zeya of the steam that's emitted from the food. So we therefore have these concerns, says that Moshe, of steam emitted from the food that I'm cooking in the oven. What do I do? So Moshe writes the following. He says, if there was steam released from the food that you're cooking in the oven, Reb Moshe writes, one should not be allowed to cook an uncovered meat dish followed by an uncovered dairy dish. Even if you wait a nice chunk of time in between, one should not cook uncovered meat and uncovered dairy in the same oven. But Reb Moshe quotes, he says, Bidi Eved, if somebody did already cook uncovered meat and then uncovered dairy in the same oven, can't ask it Bidi Eved. If there was a 24-hour break in between cooking the first dish and the second dish, says Reb Moshe, so then any time that had been absorbed in the oven surfaces is no longer considered viable. It's considered nosin ta'am lithgam. And number two, we don't know for sure if any steam had been condensed on the oven ceiling and dripped back down into the food, and even if some drips had fallen back down into the food, but it's going to be batel b'shishim. So, but the Eved of Moshe writes, if one cooked 24 hours apart, uncovered dairy, uncovered meat, but the Eved, there's no reason to offer the food. Then Moshe suggests another ground for leniency. He says, and what happens if you're not cooking liquidy foods? You're baking solid foods without any liquid. What are you baking in the oven? Solid foods with no liquid. Then Moshe writes, he says, the Prima Gadim says that the zeya that's emitted from solid foods does not cause any halachic transfer of tam in the oven, because it's not the zeh that we're talking about. Zeh we're talking about, the steam we're talking about, that's of concern, is liquid-produced steam. But foods that are solid that produce zeh, that the Prima Gam says is not halachically significant enough to be of concern. And therefore, if Moshe writes, he says, when you're using a dry food, a solid food in the oven, the Moshe is not concerned with regard to emissions of zeya in that case, and he allows one to then cook dairy followed by meat, or vice versa, even if both were uncovered, that Moshe holds that there would be no concern with the zeya there. He says, if you know for sure that you saw there was steam emitted from those solid foods, maybe then one should be machmir. But the stomach says, Moshe, without knowing that there was definitely steam emitted from these foods, if both were solid foods, dairy solids and meat solids, cooked one after the other, even uncovered, if you don't know for sure there was steam emitted, then Moshe says you don't have to assume that there was steam. That's problematic. You can be matir one after the other if they're both solid foods. That's an important skula that Moshe raises, that again, solid foods, not liquid foods, unless you know there was emission of steam from the foods that were being baked in the ovens, you do not have to assume that there's a problem in baking uncovered dairy and uncovered meat one after the other in the same oven, provided they are solid, dry foods and not liquidy foods. And finally, this is a motion when it comes to the oven grate itself, upon which one puts the pan in the oven. Sometimes, you know, the spillage from the pan, from the gravy or whatever it is that you're cooking in there onto the grate of the oven itself. So, do I need a separate grate for milchiks and for fleishiks in that same oven in my kitchen? So Moshe writes, he says as follows. He says, since the grate is exceedingly hot, any spillage that falls onto that grate, liquid spillage, we can assume immediately is burnt out and therefore would not pose a problem subsequently when you use that same grate for a pan of the opposite type of food. The fact that the utensil, the pot itself, touches the grate, that itself, we don't assume two pots touching one another, two metal utensils touching one another, we don't assume this transfer of time between one and the other. The concern is when there's actual spillage of food onto the grate. And in that case, the Moshe says, when it's just spillage of food onto the grate because it's so hot, the liquidy gravy that's going to spill over, we assume dries out and burns out immediately, and there would be therefore no concern in putting the milk pan tomorrow, for example, on that same metal grate, because any liquid that might have spilled on it previously is assumed to have been burned out and will no longer pose a problem on that stove oven grate. Okay, so again, the bottom line from Moshe's Shuvah apparently seems to be that when one is using solid dry foods that don't ordinarily produce significant steam, you don't have to assume that there's a problem, and one could bake dairy and meat one after the other, even uncovered, unless you know that there was steam emitted from those foods, then Moshe says one should be machmir. And with regard to any concerns of spillage on the oven grate, Moshe as well says that because it's assumed to burn out when the oven grate is very, very, very hot, there's no concern either in using the same oven grate for a milchik pan and then for a fleishik pan subsequently.